and Africans have not taken the, you know, made the effort to say, come on guys, but this is not relevant to us, or could you please take care of our concerns a bit here too. So there's a little bit more nuance. I'm not saying that the North is perfect, but if you write for the South, I really would like to have that other side of the story too. I mean, I make speeches in the North nonstop about the fact that we in the North stink, that we impose policies, that our trade policies hurt people, that our aid policies are stingy and not effective. You know, I make these points all the time. But I like to hear a little bit more in the South about their own responsibility. There is no reason, even for the poorest country in the world, not to have free primary education for all. I'm sorry, there is not. It's a question of priorities. So there's, you know, there is no excuses, I mean, without limit. There is space that has not been used domestically or regionally. I mean, it's all very interesting to discuss endlessly lack of market access to northern markets. And, you know, again, I spend most of my life fighting for more market access for African products. But then, you know, there has been very little serious effort until now to actually open markets among